Morning has an allure for me that no other time of day can match. For several years, necessity pulled me out under the fading moon to welcome the start of my busy day. The funny thing is, now I find myself looking forward to chasing morning. I crave sunrise so much during summer that 4:30 often glows on my digital clock long after my head rises from the pillow to get a first look at the time. How will I chase morning today? Will it be in the company of the fox who plays hide-and-seek in the roadside grass? Will I pedal my bike to Silver Creek Park to witness the fiery, blood-orange orb of sun change with each passing moment over Lake Michigan? Or maybe that doe and I will surprise each other again as our paths intersect. We were both so startled that she took the highest leap I've ever seen over the ravine rail, while I came to an abrupt stop on the descent of a hill, my toes jamming painfully into the front of my running shoes. Or if the weather doesn't welcome me outside, perhaps I'll join my fellow lap swimmers at the pool and greet the morning through swim goggles. Chasing morning offers me an intimate view of the waking world. It's exhilarating, no matter where I am in the world. Along a misty river in Ireland, with shopkeepers opening for early commuters in Bavaria, dodging in and out of taxis and delivery vans in New York City, and in step with curious calves at the dairy farm near my folks' place in mid-Michigan. When I've shared my travel journals with others who've been on the same trip as me, more than one person has commented that they wish they had gotten up early too. I'm energized by the value these unique mornings away from home add to the bank of my life's memories. But I don't own them. Mornings in northeastern Wisconsin are all mine. And whatever the season, I'm ready. I selfishly hoard the scent of lilacs and the sound of the creek singing its song over the rocks just for me. I imagine the rooster down the road cheering me on as my bike tires spin by in a blur. I welcome the crackling crunch of leaves in their earthy musk. The sun and I meet less frequently as the hours of light diminish, but that makes me all the happier to greet it again the nearer we get to summer solstice. Winter's sharp cold air turns my nose into a popsicle. It makes me glad I dug through the box of mittens to find the right pair for a particularly brisk morning. By then, the fox is snuggled away and the deer bedded down in the woods. But I know they'll help me chase morning again sometime soon. Where else but here in my own Wisconsin neighborhood can I look forward to the unpredictable? Every day is new. Morning will always come, and hopefully I will be here to chase it for many more years. I can't wait to see what else my corner of Wisconsin has in store for me.